Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
And you're still listening to Live here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. It's the second hour at Synchronize Our Watches. My time is 10 minutes after 1, which means it's time for us to get into our Grow Model. And our Grow Model is brought to us by Pastor Darlington Noah, who's helping us understand who this God is. Who is God? Today, we're focusing on the silence of God. Is He there? That matters the most, I suppose. What do you do when you pray? When you cry, when you scream, and heaven says nothing? Is God silent? Is He silent? Is He quiet? Or are we not listening right? In this session, we dive into the discomfort of divine silence and what it reveals about God's presence, or perceived absence for that matter. Joining us right now is the good Pastor Darlington Noah, joining us to give us some perspective. Mfundis, a good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Mfundis, can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Lovely, lovely. Let's jump right in, Mfundis. Have you ever felt abandoned by God? And in that situation, what happened?
Yes, I have felt abandoned by God during a severe drought. That is in 2008.
Okay.
When our family struggled with the hunger.
Right.
Yeah, it was a challenging time.
Oh,
and the silence from God felt deafening.
Mm. Mm.
Now, there are even Bible examples. Many biblical figures also experience similar feelings.
Right.
For example, I can talk of David.
Okay.
When he laments in Psalms 13, verse 1 to 2, David writes, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?
Oh, of course, yeah.
How long will you hide your face from me?" Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you loud and clear, Mfundis. I'm listening.
Oh, thank you so much. And also, we can take example of Job's suffering.
Right.
Job 30, verse 20 to 21, he says, "I cry out to you, but you do not answer me. I stand up, and you merely look at me.
Ooh.
You have turned cruel to me. With the mighty of your hand, you persecuted me." Maybe in conclusion, I can say, feeling abandoned by God is a universal experience, and many have walked through similar struggles. By holding on to faith and God's promise, we can navigate this challenging time.
Right, right, right. Especially in the situations that you have just cited, Mfundis, why does God seem to go quiet during suffering? Eh? Especially when we need Him most. Why? Why does God seem to go quiet during suffering?
Okay, thank you for asking. Maybe I'm going to give possible reasons as to why God seems to be silent when we need Him most.
Right.
Number one, maybe it is a test for our faith. God's silence might test our faith, trust, and dependence on Him.
Okay.
Number two, refining character. Suffering can refine our character, and God's silence might allow us to grow and mature.
Okay.
Number three, maybe it's a mysterious purpose. God's ways are often mysterious.
Yeah.
And His silence might be part of a larger plan we can't fully understand.
Mm.
With our minds, we can't comprehend God. And when we know everything, fully know everything about God, maybe that's when He ceases to be God.
Oh.
So I think we can even cite biblical stories.
Okay.
The story of Job, Job's suffering.
Right.
It taught us Job to trust God despite not understanding His ways.
Right.
Number two, we can cite Jesus' experience on the cross. Jesus felt forsaken by God. If you read Matthew 27, verse 46,
right,
demonstrating God's willingness to identify with human suffering.
Right.
Maybe in conclusion, I can say God's silence during suffering is complex and multifaceted.
Yeah.
While we may not fully understand, we can trust in his character and the promises.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I hear you. I hear you. Okay. Maybe I should ask this. Are we guilty of expecting a performance from God instead of a relationship?
Sorry.
Before I even ask that one, does God's silence mean God is absent? Or could it be part of a deeper plan, perhaps?
Okay, thank you so much. Now, God's silence doesn't necessarily mean absence.
Okay.
In fact, it means God's presence.
Mm.
Now, if you read Psalm 34, verse 18, it says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit."
Yeah.
Again, it represents the divine presence of God. Romans 8, verse 28.
Are you still there, Pastor?
So, maybe about the deeper plan now. God's silence might be part of deeper plan. Number one, refining faith. Silence can refine our faith, trust, and dependence on God, as I said before. And again, it also shows maybe the mysterious purpose. God's ways are often mysterious.
Yeah.
And his silence might be part of a larger plan.
Okay.
Maybe I can quote Ellen G. White. She was once quoted saying, "God is present in silence. God is not deaf. He hears every word of our petitions."
Right.
That is testimony for the church, volume 2, page 648. Maybe in conclusion, I can simply say God's silence doesn't necessarily mean absence. Instead, it might be part of a deeper plan to refine our faith, prompt our growth, or fulfill mysterious purpose.
And then comes the question I was asking Gemfundis: are we guilty of expecting a performance from God instead of a relationship?
Thank you so much. Yes, often we expect God to perform according to our expectations rather than seeking a deep personal relationship with him.
Mm.
This can lead, number one, to transactional mindset, viewing God as means to an end rather than a loving father.
Right.
Number two, disappointment. When God doesn't meet our expectations, we feel disappointed or abandoned. There are biblical perspectives now concerning that.
Right.
The Bible encourages us a relational approach. Number one, abiding in Christ. Jesus invites us to abide in him. That is John 15, verse 4 to 7.
Right.
And again, personal relationship. God's desire is for a personal, intimate relationship with us. That is from Jeremiah 31, verse number 3.
Finally, Mfundis, how do we remain faithful then when God doesn't respond? Or he just keeps quiet? When God doesn't respond, we are in trouble now. The situation is happening right now. We pray right now and God doesn't respond right now. What do we do?
Okay, number one, we need to trust in God's character. That is to focus on God's love, mercy, and faithfulness. Number two, we need to hold on to promises. Meditate on scripture and God's promises.
Mm.
Number three, we must have patience and persistence, meaning we must wait on God's timing even when it's challenging. Maybe number four, we need to pray and communicate with God. Continue praying, sharing thoughts and feelings with a God is of paramount importance. Maybe lastly, we must communicate, surround ourselves with supportive believers. Maybe there are biblical examples. Habakkuk's words. If you read Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, it encourages us to wait patiently. And even David trusts, David's trust, Psalms 27, verse 14, it says, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Maybe in conclusion, I can simply say, remaining faithful requires trust, patience, and persistence. Be focusing on God's character and promises, we can navigate challenging times.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi, Pastor Darlington Noah. Thank you very much for your time and your insights. We still have two more days together. We're looking forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.